go.
Yep.
I need 2 bits of information.
I knew you were sending emails, did you? Because I never saw one.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I'd like to begin this public hearing for the Fountain Green Planning Commission, February 12th, 2026. I think we'd like to start by having Todd give us an overview of this ordinance that we need to consider and tell us what's going on with that, and then we'll discuss that from there.
Okay. All right. Actually, I was hoping to be upstairs on the TV.
Yeah, and the one that we know how to work.
HDMI into that one. But so what we're being asked to do, or told to do by the state, is to adopt this wildland urban interface code. And basically what this code is it's IBS, International Business, or IBC, International Building Code, with some extra added on to it. And the extra is basically defensible space. And so it's outlining what defensible space should be. Okay, so that's basically what the code is. Now, does it apply to Fountain Green City? No, it does not. And the reason being is we do not have any wildland urban interface areas within city limits. Okay, so if you look at this, if you look at this map, you can't really see, but right here is Fountain Green City. The red is the urban interface risk, high risk area.
Here's a copy if someone wants to pass it around. This one's different.
Okay, yes. And so if you notice in there that there is no wildland urban interface areas that are extreme concern, extreme concern. And so what I've been asked to do is I've been asked to get this ordinance approved and passed, signed, and then I have a map that I've put together. If you'll click on the Microsoft Word down there on the bottom ribbon. Okay, that's the map. And so you can look at that. The black is the outline of Fountain Green City, and there are no wildlands. And so that has actually been...
the one?
Yeah.
I can pass these around.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
So that map is the one that is going to the... so all of this stuff has to be handed in to the county fire warden, and then goes from there. I've told him what the map looks like.
Take one and pass mine.
And he is completely on board. We as a community set whether there are any wildland urban interface areas within. Okay, so yeah, if you go back to the so this other map.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
This one right here, you can see is here. And so this red is the high-risk areas. Now, in the future, so this is the way it is now. In the future, this is going to change. If we annex, if Fountain Green City decides to annex to the west, then some of this area may come into play. But the city council is the one that sets what the urban interface is. Wildland urban interface area is with the fire department. So, anybody has access to this? This one's a little bit cleaner than what's available to the public. The public is can go and they can look at a map just like this. So, what that means is this code has no bearing on found Green City. But we still, as a city, have to adopt it, the ordinance by the state. So if we don't do it, I've been told, there's been a couple that have said, no, we're not going to do it. It's like, okay. We contract with the state every year to help fight fires. So if a wildland fire comes in and encroaches in on Fountain Green City, if we do not adopt this, they will cancel that agreement with us. And we'll be on our own. So
why are we even having the conversation then if there's not a choice?
We're having a public meeting. I should have been here last month and explained this.
Yeah, but just to make sure, this isn't about Fountain Green City only. It's about how many thousand municipalities.
Oh, it's the whole state.
And so you coordinated with county fire marshal to make sure that it's the right thing and the safe thing to do for Fountain Green City.
Yeah, yep.
You've given us a map to show us the areas of encroachment. And now it sounds like the formality is to get the planning and zoning blessing so you can sign off.
Yeah. So really what this is like I said, I think it's four, chapters four on, that talk about defensible space, and it outlines defensible space and some extra. If we do decide to annex out, like I said, this area over here, but we've got tilled ground, irrigated ground all the way around the city. This here is really the only, and that's sagebrush, and so it's going to go, but it's not going to go near as bad as what they had in California, because of the trees and everything, and the high wind that they had. Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, what did you mean when you said if you don't adopt it, you're on? What do you mean you're on your own? What is that?
The state will not pay for any. They said the state wouldn't pay for any issues that happen within the town.
If a wildfire came through.
Yeah, so right now, the code or the agreement we have, it stipulates there's a couple of areas right here and right here that are of concern. 8 acres with the wildland, I just lost it, with the agreement that we sign every year. Last year it was even more. But because of the mitigation that we've done and everything, it's down to that. $21 for that insurance that will protect the city. So, I don't know about Moroni. I know Wales has, Mount Pleasant, Gunnison. The ordinance is a little bit tweaked from Gunnison's. It's a lot of the municipalities around us.
Yeah. I just got a question. Can we alter stuff that's in here?
No.
Is that a code? No, yeah, we can't do the code.
You either adopt it or you don't.
Yeah, the only thing we can
all or nothing.
Does anybody need a copy?
However, you can get exceptions to all.
What does wildland fire outside of the city limits have to do with the city? Exactly.
Yeah. Well, if it encroaches in on the city and starts burning on within the city.
But we've tried that before, and it didn't happen.
No. No, yeah, the big hollow fire. No, there's enough. We have enough resources. We have enough resources, as well as the irrigated property around, that it's not gonna really go. The other area that I have a little bit concern is, is this little bit of area up here where
Greenless buffers and
yeah, up where they live, because you have junipers up in there, but still, there's roads up there that, you know, fire breaks and everything that will slow it down until we can get there and get it put out.
Let's go up the hill from the cemetery to the north.
That's what I'm saying. Cemetery, great fire break. It's all green. But could I just say
one question right here? Yeah.
I was just going to say, when Harriman adopted this, when I used to live out on the high country estates,
the good thing about this is when they adopted it, and I don't know if we have this service available to us, but the Hotshots crew came out.
Oh, yeah.
And everywhere where there was an interface, they would come and they would flag your mailbox.
Yeah.
And if you got a green flag, they were all over defending you. They were just fine. Yellow means they would defend you, but there were risks. Red means they won't even try.
Yeah.
And so that was a great service that they provided for that, because it made a lot of people very upset, because if they got a red flag, they're, well, you wouldn't even try. It's like, no, we'd die.
Yeah.
And so that was the hint to get in there and do the mitigations yourself, so that if a fire came over the hill, you were fine. And wouldn't you know that 6 months later, a fire came over the hill?
Yeah, and you know, for us, if a wildland fire started, we're initial attack.
Yep.
But after that, then we pull back, and if it's headed this way, our sole purpose is to defend Fountain Green. So yeah.
Make sure I understand Brian's question and what I think the answer is. It says what? So what? But if we adopt it and pay a $21 a year premium. We've got coverage.
Yeah.
For $21.
Yeah. So, like he said, we would have state resources coming in.
Yeah. So, the downside is, if you were going to go build a house, well, it doesn't do either, because this is the city. Is the county adopting this?
Yes. I have no idea what the county's doing.
Yes, they are.
The county is?
Yes.
Okay. Because when I read through it and the ordinance and the building codes that they were going to enforce with it, if you're in that area, you've got some pretty strict building codes and remediation codes to comply with.
Yeah.
Well, you have
and so they can get with me or with the county fire warden, and some of that expense, if they, you know, put in some
defensible
space, that reduces that.
You can mediate that.
Yeah.
Yep. You're assessed a fee if you live within a high-risk area.
Yep.
That's the inspection fee, right?
It's just fees that cover different things.
Yeah, it's just...
It's based on buildings.
Yeah.
Each building is assessed a certain fee.
Right. That's just the inspection fee, right, Tyler?
It's an annual fee.
It will be assessed.
I don't know where those funds are... you know where they go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure inspection is a part of it, but
I'm not going to charge if I have to go out and inspect.
Yeah. But the bottom line is, there's nothing inside the city to worry about. That's if you're outside.
Yeah, within the city. What do you
inspect an outside the city limits?
What's that?
Defensible space.
What do you need to inspect outside the city limits?
So right now, I've done a couple of inspections outside of the city limits in the county. One was up in Holiday, yeah, for an insurance company. And so I ran around, took pictures, just put build out a report.
So it's for living and housing only, or is it
all structures?
All structures, yeah.
If that starts on page 19 of that.
But it's only for new builds, was what I've been told. I don't know if you know, areas out, you know, Jacobson's out here.
Well, we've could I
ask us to confine this to Fountain Green city limits?
That's smart.
There may be all kinds of other questions and things that we can't deal with, but I'd like to confine it to what we can deal with.
Yep. So, if anybody else wants a copy, I've got an extra.
I've got a whole pile of copies here.
Yes, she's got a pile of prints right there.
Anybody want a copy? Can you pass them over there?
There's a website on FFSL website that has a PowerPoint presentation. It has a whole description. It has this document. So that has everything you'd possibly ever want or need.
And they finally got their proverbial stuff together that they could do this. As this HB 48's been coming through, I've been trying to learn about it. And I have until... till the first of the year, There was nothing like this that I could, you know, or any of the references that I could go to and learn about it. So
that's a question. I don't know if you know or not, but if we do adopt it, how hard is it to unadopt it?
It's up to you.
Can we rescind it at any time?
It's up to the Fountain Green. I don't know why you would.
They'll have a new one coming
curious.
Out. This is a 2006.
I mean, there's all stuff in here about backyard barbecues and all sorts of silly stuff.
But again,
that's,
though,
that's outside of
in the red zone.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, that's outside of.
Now, if we ever annexed west, that could become an issue. But then we could also do mitigations out there to get rid of that area.
Yeah, exactly.
Any other questions or discussion that we need to have?
Let me call you back just a
minute. Any other questions or discussion that we need to have? I'd like to have a motion that would recommend that we. Pardon me? If there's no other questions, then I think it's time for us to close this public hearing. Is that, are we good?
Yep.
Okay. So we will close the formal public hearing, and in 10 minutes we'll start our regular planning and zoning meeting.
Thanks, Todd.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, Todd.
Thank you. Sorry, I could have probably wrapped this up last month, but.
No, we're good. We needed the ordinance.
Yeah. And so that's,
we didn't have that last month.
That you'll see on the ordinance that I didn't number it. I don't know what your number is going to be.
The city will do that.
Yeah. So it'll be presented to them at the city council meeting.
Okay.
So you guys will present that, right?
Huh? Unless you want to do it.
I think it's part of it.
Okay.
So we just need to make a motion in our meeting to propose
it
for adoption.
Yep. Can we start early?
So there's more copies if anybody wants them.
Yeah. I'm going to be next door if that plan for Mike Oliver. I didn't sign Mike Oliver's plan, so I don't know. So I'll be here so I can sign them if I need to. Unless you've got them, I can sign them.
Okay, so what's going on upstairs?
Homeschool group.
Homeschool
so,
parent teacher conference.
Where our meeting is like publicly
scheduled every year.
Second Thursday of every month.
To me, it
shouldn't be that hard.
That's not acceptable.
This is wrong.
I agree.
Absolutely wrong.
You're on.
We need to meet. First priority.